few words about the second part before we look at it. The conversation goes to Midas, who has been caught sight of just on the previous day. Okay, this is all within 24 hours, action packed. Latere means something like be hidden. Okay, be hidden, latere. And they're talking then about it's the Ovid quote, really. Real bit of Latin. It's worthwhile noticing this on line 76. We've got quot as many as. We've got quot answering tot, which we just had. But also, as a lot of verse, we've got no verb before the first comma. As many of the sky does some to the stars. We need to have the verb from the second half. As many stars as the sky has. The sky has as many stars as. Then the second half all comes over. Tu aroma subject has puellas. It's a very typical thing. We don't have a verb in the first half. We have it in the second. And in English, we have to bring it up much more up front into the first one. Anyway, they go talking here about what kind of master he is. Should they pardon him? Ignoscere, pardon. And this reminds of the verb noscere, which just means to know, which we learnt in chapter 24. But also, we do often have it in the past, novi, which also has a present meaning, like I know. And we have that as well here coming up. We have ignoscunt in line 90, and then in line 92, do you know? Amelia asks her husband. So what kind of a master is Julius? Well, you probably have your own ideas, but he says that there's a love-hate thing, and so a new word for hate, to hate, is odissa. Again, this really only occurs in the perfect tense, but has a present meaning. So amare, to love, odissa, to hate. He reckons, then, he talks about whether he should be someone who is clemens, someone who has clemencia, who has clemency, who has mercy. Okay, not who is soft, but someone who forgives. Or should he be severus, should he be severe, should be harsh. No, I'm none of these, he says. I am justus, English word just. I am justus, I am fair. Slaves like that, they said. Okay, that's fine. He then goes on, the conversation takes a slightly odd view, and whether you can kill your slaves. Well, in fact, under Roman law, as they say, you can kill a bad slave, or at least the master kill his own slave, because a slave is property. They then go and talk about the great lawgiver for the Athenians, Solon, we call him in English. In Latin, his name is Solo. Solonus, who doesn't have the N at the end, Solo, who didn't have a rule for parricide, for killing your father, just because no one had done it for such a long time. So we do talk about capital punishment, and the phrase is capite punire, to punish with a head. So solum scelestum capite punire, to punish with a head, i.e. to punish with death. And we go along this. And then Orontes, the Greek, throws a cat among the pigeons right in the last line and a half of this, saying, oh, yes, even now in Greece, we still kill some of our weak, ill children on the mountains, which you might know that's something the Spartans were known for doing, exposing weak, ill, sick infants on the mountainsides. So, this is a little four-minute introduction. I will now record a reading in Latin of that second part.